What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of 2 regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday to you all. It's a special Friday broadcast because I will not be available tomorrow. I'm doing an event. So I've had several events that have fallen over my usual Saturday program, which is why I've been playing encore programs pretty much for the last 4 weeks. So if you're on hold right now, and I'm going to do my best to get to as many calls as I can right now, if you want to make sure you get the answer, ask me a question, please press number 1 on your phone. It puts you in the queue. I have this little list of numbers that come up, and that when you press the number 1, it raises your hand to say, yes, I do want to be on the air. So there's that. So just to let you guys know, I do this program as a courtesy. So I have over 900 broadcasts. They're on Blog Talk Radio. But I've been doing my Psychic View program since 2003, okay? So it's not my first rodeo. But the reason I provide the program is specifically so you can ask that one burning question, and I offer it to you as a courtesy, as a gift for free, because sometimes there are people that are just in a place and they need that one question answered, and so I ask them to call into my radio program specifically so they can ask that question, all right? So you guys, just to remind y'all, you can also ask your own question by going to Apple or Google Play, whatever it's called, and download my app for $1.99. You download the app. It allows you to ask questions right on your phone. It's $1.99 once. You only pay it once. And then it's on your phone, and then you can ask questions, which is very cool. All right, so I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from area code 503. Hello, 503. Who's this?
Hi, good morning, Mona. This is Kate, also from Las Vegas, actually.
Oh, fabulous, Las Vegas. Okay, cool. So what's your question today?
Do you see an optimal career path for me?
Okay. So, well, the answer to that's yes. You know, the interesting thing is that as I'm drawing your cards right now, what I keep getting is that you've been working for a whole bunch of not very nice people. I'm just going to be I'm going to be politically correct. You have not worked for nice people. You've worked for people that have taken advantage of your loveliness and good nature. Now, I'm going to give you a baby step career. I'm going to give you a baby step thing to do. Are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
Okay. So because, and I can hear it in your voice, I can feel it when I'm talking to you, people love you when they meet you, which is why almost any job that you've ever gone after, you've gotten the job, pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So here's what this is a baby step job, all right? The baby step job I'm going to recommend for you is to find either in a very exclusive high-end jeweler, all right, or you manage to get yourself hired at a Chanel, a Dior, a Louis Vuitton. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, the reason I say that is that those jobs pay incredibly well to people that are gracious with people. Now, we know you're gracious with people, but what I want you to really learn how to do is sell. Okay? Now, the reason I want you to learn how to sell is it will lead you to lots of other things. But what I love about the idea of you working for Dior or Chanel or Louis Vuitton or a very high-end jewelry store, okay, is because you get paid commission off what you sell. So mm-hmm. It's not just working at The Gap, where you might get a little bonus if it does particularly well over Christmas time, okay? I'm talking about that your sales goals actually reward you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody told me once that that Dior is the richest retailer in the world, maybe even the richest, you know, company in the world. And part of the reason that they're that is they make a really high-quality product, and they actually take care of their employees. So I'm just thinking that the baby step job might be something that you decide to do from, say, 4 p.m. to when they close, right? Something you do late in the afternoon. But you learn everything you can about high-end retail or jewels, right? Because what it's saying here is that I want you to shine on your own, not be filtered by I'm sorry, I was going to use a bad word. I'm really trying not to cuss these days because, I mean, cussing sort of sums it right up. But you've worked for some very selfish, mean, low vibration people. And
yeah.
What I don't like about that is any supervisor you end up having ends up filtering your work. So they tell you that you might be doing a pretty good job, but they tell their bosses that, oh, well, she's okay. She's doing the job. So in other words, you don't get to shine because you've got someone filtering your work in some way, all right? So what
yeah.
this says is, yes, you're about to reinvent yourself. But one of the reasons why I'm actually suggesting you work in some sort of high-end retail is because of the people that you will meet as customers. Because if these customers can come in and buy a $5,000 handbag on a whim, those you want to find out what they do for a living.
Right.
Do you see
right.
what I mean?
Okay.
And so,
yeah.
so in your gracious way of getting to know them, wow, how did you get in that career? Wow, this do you enjoy it? What do you love about it? I mean, in your engaging way, like you're it's almost like you're having coffee with them, but they're about to give you a big commission.
Right, okay.
You see, so we know that you're amazing and that when people meet you, they like you. So any job where if people meet you and like you and you can make money as a result of it is the job you want to go into.
Okay.
You have an incredibly pleasant voice and demeanor over the phone. So following up with your customers would be, you know, hey, it's me from Dior. I just wanted to check in and see if you're enjoying your handbag and to let you know we're having a sale right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So for you, it would be a cakewalk for you to make good money. But the more important thing is not so much about making the money, although I know several people that work for Dior that they've made that a life career because they take care of their employees. I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay.
But here's the thing. Now, I'm going to give you a bonus answer to a question that you didn't ask. You ready?
Okay, yes.
As in the process of you doing this baby step job, don't be surprised if you meet somebody that actually could be a romantic interest for you.
Okay. That's fantastic also.
Okay, but it all boils down to, my friend, that when people meet you, they like you. You've got to use that as or acknowledge that or honor that as part of one of the gifts that you came into this lifetime with. Now, you've refined it. You are probably the most political correct person in the room. And you're not a gossiper and you keep secrets. You are the ideal person to work with. All right, my friend, I think you've got this. And please keep me updated with what happens, okay?
So much. This is so generous of you. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 708 area code. Hello, 708. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Mona. Thank you so much. This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. What's your question today?
I am in the middle of selling my house. I'm trying to get my house ready. It's a hot market. I need to cash out.
Right.
I just feel like I've just kind of stopped because I feel frightened because going out there and not having a home and renting in another suburb for a lot of money in rent, I just don't see any other way of doing it. I think my husband passed a few years ago. I think it's time to change my energy, but I'm just feeling really insecure about it. I don't know if the market's going to be like this too much longer.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what your cards are saying, okay? And I'm going to tell you what my gut is telling me, okay? What this says is that if you procrastinate, you won't make as much money off the house as you will if you sell it now.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, because you have two cards here. One is you participating in your happiness. So the intuitive flash that came to you that says I should sell the house and take advantage of the fact that I can probably make another, extra $50,000 or $100,000 off my house. Right? Let's just say that. Now, here's the thing, is that things will temper down and you may be able to buy something in about 2 years that ends up being the perfect situation for you. But here's what I would recommend. I'll just say what I know around town here. So in Vegas, they have these beautiful over 55 senior living places, okay? Now, they don't smell like Grandpa's Vicks Vapor Rub when you walk into these places. It literally is, they're beautiful little mini studio apartments, right? You can get a bigger one if you want. But what I love about it for you is the idea of you being safe and protected and not lonesome.
Right.
Okay. So here's the thing. This is saying that there's a shift that you have two numbers repeating, which is interesting because I only drew five cards for you. So the first card talks about you focusing. The next card talks about letting go of something you've put a lot of work into and the feeling and idea of a new beginning, all right? Then the next card talks about how you're now going back and forth about this decision, okay? Then you've got this card that talks about participating in your own happiness and then not procrastinating about your own happiness. So this is saying I would totally go explore the over 55 apartment condo apartment style communities. Like there's a beautiful one here that's just gosh, there's several of them, but there's one right down the street from where I live that is. And if you go through my website and email me, I'll send you this particular one to look at. Now, you're probably not going to move to Vegas, but my point about that is that I'm sure that this is a nationwide organization, and there may be one near you. But if you're going to move, I want you to go move to a place where it's still independent living. You still have the opportunities to be connected, but you're not into a lifetime commitment to the place either.
Right.
But I think that you might end up meeting some new friends that are exactly in the same situation as you. So now when they do the Wednesday Bridge Club, you can learn how to play bridge. Or when you decide you want to go on a trip, you've met somebody that would go on the trip with you. To me, I like the idea of you letting go of the house. That's what your cards are saying. So if you were to ask me the question, should I sell the house, your cards are saying yes.
Yes, I know that's a truth, that I do know.
Well, now, here's the thing. Don't think that wherever you move to next is going to be where you end up.
Right.
I literally think that if you went, again, one of those over 55 senior independent living things and you found one that was modestly priced and you might not take on all the extra amenities like three meals a day or whatever, but the reason I say that is that what other place could you meet someone that has planned their life in a comfortable way to be able to afford to be there? And you're now meeting people that are in sort of equal status to you in a safe environment. It's like, I don't know that it could be, it's almost like you're living on a cruise ship for a year, which actually might not be a bad idea. Anyway. All right, sweetheart, I got to let you go, but I think it's a good move.
It's a good move. Okay. Thank you, Mona. I really appreciate
it. All right,
your
sweetheart.
Thank
talk to you
so
later.
Much.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, I'm going to go to area code 860. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Lisa from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question today?
Hi, I am a retired barber, kind of forced out of it for illness, and I'm in my last active life, and I'm looking to do something with the rest of my life, and I don't know what.
Here's the thing. I don't know, besides the fact of your work, which you were awesome doing, I wonder if you might actually start a little series, and I'm go with me here for a second, Stories from the Barber, or Stories from the Barber's Chair, all right? I actually think that you really got to know your clients. And I think that you have stories about them that would make an amazing little series or even a movie. In other words, a screenplay. Because, matter of fact, I know one client in particular that's coming up in your cards was somebody that was very, very wealthy but very, very cheap.
I have a few of those.
I'm just telling you, it's like, you could create this whole fantasy story of what he was really like. You see what I mean? And it's like that could be the pilot for the miniseries. Or you write the movie as the pilot, and then people create the series from that. But what it says here is that I don't know that you've ever really given yourself permission to explore your own creative side, your own creative talent. Because what this says is that that's the missing piece. That's the feeling of, it's funny because when you say the last act of your life, I actually think that this is a new beginning being created for you that's actually going to feel very motivating for you, and that the worst of your health crap is actually falling by the wayside. So, and it's interesting because I almost, you know, and again, I'm not a physician or an RN or a holistic healer. I'm not that. But I'm telling you, you have a card of chaos here that is, it's fading into the past. And then the next card talks about you taking your happiness seriously. And then I get this card of the creative, the writer, the artist, the performer, the chef, the actress, the musician. I get this creative card. And then I see this cheap guy, a guy with lots of money but behaves like he's a pauper, all right? Then there's this card of your indecision, and then the last card talks about your new beginning. Because what I would do is see if there are any creative writing groups in your area that might do Zoom visits, and then I would look online to see that you could download a screenwriting software for yourself for about $100. And really, the way to write a screenplay is you set the scene, you do the dialogue, set the scene, do the dialogue. And then you see if there's someone that could rewrite your screenplay into the actual accepted form. And it could be someone that's taking classes at the local university, that you pay them a modest amount to put your story into the actual template of a screenplay. You see what I mean? So for a very modest amount of money, you could create that. And then you think of, Lisa, who would play you in the movie? So you think of the actress that could play you. And you think of the actor that could be the cheap dude here. Which would be really funny if that could be George Clooney. But think about it. Think about, you know, every time I've ever seen George Clooney, his hair is perfect, right? It's perfect. It's like you want to do that line from American Werewolf and Werewolf from I can't think of the singer's name. Anyway, but that song, that his hair was perfect. Right, I saw a werewolf drinking pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect, right? The thing is that if you could actually send the screenplay to George Clooney, and he would be the cheap guy. Right? Because he's handsome, but his hair is always perfect. The thing is that he would find whoever would be the barber, but because the story would be about the cheap guy, he would probably sponsor it. He would probably produce it, executive producer. Right? He might even direct it. But it's an original story. It's something only you would be able to write. And it connects you with other creative people. But you have a story here, Lisa. And I think that is your next act.
Okay, wow. You're a magnificent life coach. Thank you for the blessing today. Wow.
All right, sweetheart. Well, actually, you know, it's so funny you said that. I had somebody criticize me recently for exactly the way I do readings. The funny thing is I had to hang up that call and go with God, not my monkeys, not my circus kind of thing, you know. All right, gal pal, thank you for the compliment. Have a fabulous rest of the day.
I called you hopeless and you gave me a life. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. Thanks so much. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from hold on, come on, computer. Computer's going a little slow here. All right, let me see if I can get area code 415. Hello, 415. Who's this?
Hi, Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica from Pennsylvania. What's your question today?
Curious what you're picking up around me finding a new home. I've been looking for over a month and a half, and I've been on this adventure bouncing around to different places because I am without a home right now.
So
feel like I'm at the end of the journey.
Okay, so are you willing to be someplace temporarily?
Well, that's what I've been doing for the last month, bouncing around different temporarily.
Here's what
places.
I'm talking about. It's like, okay, I'm going to just give you Las Vegas as an example, all right? We have a lot of people in Las Vegas that come June 1st or July 1st, they disappear for 2 or 3 months, and they go someplace cooler. They're reverse snowbirds, basically, okay? So what they do is they escape from the heat, they leave their house for 2 or 3 months, and they usually hire someone to actually live at their house for the 2 or 3 months. So it's a modest amount that they pay because basically it's free housing for the person that is looking for a temporary place to stay. Do you see what I mean? So what I would look for right now, as soon as we're done chatting, is I would look for anyone that's looking for a house sitter. Because what this says is that there's some place that you find that's a temporary fit for about 2 months, and then you find the place to live that you actually move into. And I just want you to be open to that. The other thing is that it could be that you put your information out there, say, I don't know, Craigslist, whatever, as a house sitter, that you might start a side business as a house sitter. And that, you know, that you specialize in snowbirds. And if you can also get yourself, what's the word? I want to use the word vetted, but that's not the word. It's like a insurance thing where you basically are self-insured. And you pretty much say, look, I have my own insurance. I house it for people. You get a couple of friends that can act as your references. And you start doing house sitting for the summers for people. I'm just saying.
Hmm.
But here's the thing. It's what I keep getting is that yes, you're going to find a place, but there's you're still going to be in temporary mode for about 2 months, according to what I'm getting. Fabulous, Jessica.
Okay. Yeah, I would be open to house sitting. I've kind of been through the zone of like searching for things and working hard, and now I'm like in surrender. So I don't know. I guess I could just put it out.
I understand surrender. That is so funny. Okay, so here's the thing, is that let's say you were to approach some of the homeowners associations in the higher end areas of where you live, and you would say, I'm a professional house sitter. So if anyone wants to have me stay at their house and feed their cat and water their plants and turn the lights on and off, I'm delighted to stay for anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months.
Okay. I've been working with a bunch of realtors.
That's who I would sell to.
Yeah.
Say that again?
Okay. I've been working with a couple realtors, so I think I could probably email them and say, hey,
oh, even
you need
better.
Somebody that's...
That's even better.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. As
okay,
a matter
I'll
of fact,
I mean,
that's... Okay,
yeah.
That's a better idea than I had. What you do is you reach out to all the realtors that have the budget to advertise like crazy, and you send them a personal note with a business card that you get printed up on Vistaprint. And you send them a business card saying professional house sitter. Bonded, that's the word, bonded and insured.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay,
all right, gal pal,
I'll try that.
Gotta go.
Thanks
for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.